So together that's 13, so it adds up to 13. So that's how you have 613. When you see the tits, remind yourself that tits has been left at 600, plus 5 knots, which is 605, plus 8 strings, is 613. So if you're going to say you're not supposed to see the knots, so then how do you remember all the mitzvahs? So it must be there's no need to see the knots. The reason why many people, myself included, don't have the knots outside, just the strings, is because otherwise they hang down beneath the jacket and it doesn't look it doesn't look as if you're kempt. It looks a little bit
sloppy,
right? So that's the only reason. But it's not as if you're not supposed to do that. You're not mechuyev to weigh tzitzis out at all. It's the apia rizal. There's no need to wear it out, but according to Shulchan Aruch, the talis cotton, the dafka, you should not wear it out. That's what it says in the Mechaba, tachas begarav. And then the reason I say is probably when you put them on and take them off, so then you remember them. Mechaba says they should be underneath.
Why dafka underneath? Why dafka underneath? Why is it better?
It's the mitzvah is for yourself. It's not, especially if we go between the goyim, the question is it a cover for the tzitzis to be available for the goyim to look at it? Or it's a bazaar. So but the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down that result that you should be able to see them. And he says that it seems from the Pesukim that the ace kates before the times of Mashiach that people wear their tzitzis out. And how do you see that from the Pesukim? Because it says in the Pasuk, Gavoa Asara Anashim, Mishivim Lashonis Agayim, Yavziku Beknafish Yehudi, Veomru Neelchim Malchem, Kish Shemanu Shashem Imachem. That 10 goyim from the 70 nations will come and they will grab on to the Knafish Yehudi, which is referring to the tzitzis, because it says Al Kafevig Deim, so it's Al Kafevig Deim. And they'll say, let's go with you because we heard that the Rambam is with you. So the Gemara says that anyone who Zog Mitzvah Tzitzis, Zoichem, Sham Shem Lai, Shnei Alofim, the Shrine Meis Avar. Why? Because there's 70 nations, and and the 10 Goyim will come from the 70 nations. So that's 700. And they will Zig Bernafish Yudin, and they'll hold on the Tzitzis Reed. And since he has four corners on his baguette, so it's 700 times 4, which is 2,800. So evidently, you have to wear them outside, because otherwise, how is it possible for them to go and grab onto it if you don't wear them outside? So the Mishnah Berurah says, mashmat, that this is going to be something which you're either going to do lace case, because that's by the time there's man of the gula, that's when the goyim are going to recognize that there's a chashivas to be together with the Yid to do what the Yid wants, because they can, by that, they can get some schism. So if Yid needs something to eat, to whatever, they're going to help him. So when he learns Torah, they have a chelik in it. Because if he would have to do it himself, he wouldn't have so much time. So by me, it was always a plea. I couldn't understand this. I can understand that one guy can come along and say, you know, can I help you? We heard the mantras to you, I want to serve you. Okay, so then I can understand maybe a second guy will come along, because this guy, I mean, he can't work 24 hours a day, he has got to go sleep, he's got to take care of himself also. I can understand a second guy. Third guy, maybe, I can understand, 8 hour shifts, 3 8 hour shifts, maybe even four, but 2,800 avodim. What does this number 2,800 think? He's going to think that all these other 2,799 will all be busy and he's the one who's going to take it? So I don't understand it exactly, but Chazal do say it. Is it beged isha to wear bright and colorful socks? What if they are pink? Is wearing a wristwatch beged isha? Okay, so to wear bright and colorful socks, I don't know if there's a beged isha or not. I don't know if women wear bright and colorful socks. I'm not sure about that. But this is something which is told in Matthias. If it's only worn by women, it is a beged isha. If it's not worn by women, as far as I know, they're not worn by women or by men. But if they...
How about if it's worn by both?
Or if it's worn by both, right. So if they're worn by both or not by either of them, it's not a beged isha. If it's worn by women and not by men, it becomes a beged isha and then the man's not allowed to wear it. What if they're pink? It's the same thing. Do men wear it or do not? The men don't wear it. I remember there was a tkufa in the 50s that all eyeglasses all were pink. Everyone wore pink eyeglasses. The frames were all pink. That's the only color you can get. And there was a time that I remember that all cars were black. You couldn't get different colors. All telephones were black. Do you remember that?
I remember my mother told me that back like in the 1930s all the cars were black.
They were all black, not in the 1930s, even in the 1940s, 1950s, they were all black. And
towards the later 50s, I think they started coloring them.
That may be possible. But all telephones were black until, as long as the telephone company owned all the telephones, they were all black. You couldn't get a different color phone. Then, today, you buy a phone. You don't need a telephone company for that. They used to have a monopoly on all phones. You couldn't get a phone in a store. There was no such thing. You ordered, when you called the telephone company, you got a phone, and it was black. There were wall phones, there were desk phones, but they were all black. So, there was a time when all eyeglasses were pink. So there was not a beged isha. Men had also pink eyeglass frames. So if everyone wears it, it's not a color it's not a woman's thing. If socks, I'm referring to socks, if only women wear pink socks, so then it's a beged isha. If only men wear it, so then it's for sure not a beged isha. And if all of them wear pink, or none of them wear pink, it's not beged isha. Is wearing a wristwatch beged isha? I don't understand why wearing a wristwatch is beged isha, but I do believe that there are some watches which are miyuchad for women. Basically, they usually have smaller dials on their watches. They may be more decorative, may have some diamonds around them. Some of the watches come with a cover, which have diamonds in them, just made for women, small watches. Men's watches usually, the face of the watch is usually bigger. If it's one that's miyuchad for women, it is probably considered beged isha. If it's one that's miyuchad for men, so it's not for sure not a beged isha. If both of them can wear it, it's not a beged isha either. That's what it seemed to me. Even though I heard recently that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is against wearing watches, but that's something which is a little bit strange to me. Maybe where he comes from, only women wear watches, wristwatches. Because in the good old days, when I became a chassan, I got a pocket watch, not a wristwatch. This is a new invention, this kind of thing.
the code.